Researchers may have a better understanding of red tide blooms. These harmful algal blooms are becoming more persistent. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports that's why the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, along with a group of research partners, recently published a 5-year red tide study.
Florida Fish and Wildlife teamed up with researchers from 6 agencies and universities, including Moat Marine, the University of South Florida, and the University of Miami. They spent about 5 years studying the ecology and oceanography of red tide in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. This included 4 14-day cruises and lab research. The comprehensive study closely monitored nutrients, as well as the physical forces causing red tide blooms. Matt Garrett, a research associate with Florida Fish and Wildlife, says now scientists have a stronger base of information when it comes to understanding red tide.
One of the ultimate goals of the whole project was to gain information to try to mitigate the effects of red tides. So one of the goals was, of course, to try to improve the power, our predictive power of red tides and where they're going, when they might get there and how intense they will be.
Garrett says the research builds on years of information. He says the red tide phenomenon is still too complicated to completely understand and predict, though. The final study listed ways to manage existing blooms, ways to prevent blooms in the long run through nutrient reduction, as well as a way to create 3-day forecasts for red tide blooms. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.